Similar test, if you're tefillin shuchzuk b'kashrus, einam tzrichim dika le'olam. V'ikar adin, you never have to check your tefillin. Mishnah Berurah says it's still a nice thing to do them, since sometimes the sweat on a person's head and arm affects them. This is also talking about a case where nothing unusual happened. If Chas v'Shalom they fell into water, or they left them in the car, like people leave their babies in cars, it's very not good for the tefillin, or they're left in a place that is very damp or raining or whatever. Good, so they're exposed to the elements, then you have to, adarav, you have to check them immediately, and if you don't check them, you can't make a brach on them. But if nothing unusual happened to them, then they don't need it to be checked, and like we said, once in a while is a nice anhagatoit. If he wears them only every once in a while, then he has them checked twice every 7 years. The idea behind this is that since it's not used that much, there's more of a concern that mold and things will get into. It says the Ramah, "V'im ein loy mi sheyochel livdok v'lachzal etofim yenichem kach v'lo bdika." That if you have no one to be bidik them, then this bdika of twice every 7 years is not ma'akev, and you can still put them on with a bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah. Once again, we're talking about a case that nothing extenuating happened to it. But if something did happen to it, then that raises a doubt if it's kosher or not, then you have to have them checked immediately. You cannot put them on with the bracha till you have them checked.